grandparents were taking what might charitably be called a second pass at their own childhood. My mother-in-law bought a chainsaw with a stolen credit card. That's not as funny as it sounds. After recovering from a heart attack, my own mum lost her footing and broke her hip. I worried I was losing my mind, but it was probably just hiding in the same place as the car keys and the reading glasses and the earring and those concert tickets. In March, it's my 50th. No, I will not be celebrating with a party, and yes, I probably am scared to admit that I am scared or apprehensive. I'm not quite sure what I am, but I definitely don't like it. To be perfectly honest, I'd rather not think about my age at all, but significant birthdays, the kind they helpfully put in huge embossed numbers on the front of cards to signpost the road to death, have a way of forcing the issue. They say that 50 is the new 40, but in the world of work, my kind of work anyway, 50 may as well be 60 or 70 or 80. As a matter of urgency, I need to get younger, not older. It's a question of survival. To get a job, to hold on to my position in the world, to remain marketable and within my sell-by date, to keep the ship afloat, the show on the road, to meet the needs of those who seem to need me more than ever, I must reverse time, or at least get the bitch to stand still. With this goal in mind, the build-up